right, folks, we're back with a random ass edition of the Red and White Podcast. I'm your host Evan, here with Will. This has been the weirdest week that I can remember in NC State basketball in a long time. The Wolfpack now plays UNC tonight for the ACC championship, just as you predicted, Will, right? And just as you expected.
Well, I mean, I told myself if I kept not watching the games and falling asleep for the end of them, we would keep winning. And sure enough, happened again last night. Walked away at halftime, said I'm too tired for this shit. And woke up at like 4 in the morning and said, ah, yes, victory.
I mean, it's just so improbable. Just the way everything has played out so far. It's I don't know, man. I'm just kind of watching it. And I've been honest. I'm waiting for the bottom to fall out. Every game, I'm like, all right, this game, you know, here we can go. We're going to have a 10-minute scoring drought like we have been. But they have just, you know, the first couple of games, they played really well.
Yeah.
They just, we hadn't seen this team much this year. Like, the one time I can remember was the UVA game when we smoked them early in the year. But I don't know, man. Look, it takes, you know, Kevin Keats was going to get fired. And all of a sudden, they go on this insane run. They were shortening the rotations. They're playing basically six guys, maybe seven. You know, Pass got a few minutes last night.
Don't forget Breon Pass.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, Breon got a few minutes last night. But they're basically playing six guys. And they have solid rotations, which they haven't done all year. And this is after DJ Horn got hurt the first game. And he hasn't been DJ Horn. Like, he hasn't been lighting it up like he was at the end of the season. I mean, this team lost, what, 9 of the last 11 games? And now they've won 5 in a row in the ACC, or 4 in a row in the ACC tournament? Doesn't make any sense. I'm just watching it, kind of baffled. I was just laughing last night when O'Connell hit that shot. I was like, this is ridiculous. How are they going to pull this off?
Well, it's like the team is playing at, like, optimal form within a flow, right? Which would make sense if you've played like 4 straight games, right? Their lineups are staying the same, right? They're pulling kind of the same groups off the bench. It just feels like everyone's kind of peaking right at the right time and also playing relatively within themselves. Like, yes, Diarra is like feeling very confident with those 3 balls, maybe a little too confident, but but at the same time, you've kind of paired it with, it seems like, with like Jaden Taylor, he seems to have dialed it back a bit, right? Like, there's not as much him forcing it. Maybe only like 1 shot last night, felt like he forced it. Then he followed it up with a good jumper afterwards. So, you know, it's just like, I don't know if it's like the threat of losing your job and Kevin Keats like woke up and just said, okay, like, let's just coach really good basketball and try to get a job after this. And all of a sudden has unlocked, oh, this is the way you're supposed to do it. But, you know, like last night, like in overtime, right? And throughout the game, really, like they just forced it into DJ, right? And just said, just go get the easy points. Go get the easy points. Make them make a choice.
Yeah.
And it just looks like, I mean, again, like, you know me, I only tune in February, basically. I see the beginning of the season to see how good we look. And then I tune in February. And, you know, it just seems like we're not having the drought at the free throw line that cost us multiple games. Like, we should have been in pit scenario, right? Like, if we had beat the teams that we've already kind of walked through in the tournament, like, we're just playing good NC State basketball at the right time. And now, of course, we come up against the Death Star. So that's as typical as it gets for us, I think.
Yeah. Josh Gibson had a good analogy on Twitter last night, that it's, you know, UNC, it's this long-running video game, and UNC is the final super boss that you have to overcome. Like, it's exactly right. You know, UNC, of all the teams, is a terrible matchup for us, but I've pretty much said that the last 3 games. So I don't know. I don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of watching like, all right, this is cool. It's just so improbable, right?
The last time this exact scenario has happened, I was working with GE and I went on a cruise. It was UNC spring break. So I was on a cruise with all the UNC friends and students that I had. And we were watching that title. It was 2007 or whenever it was, right? So it's us versus them, where there's like 100 chairs, sitting in front of a projector, and we're watching the game live on this boat. And at the end of the game, someone turned to me and they were like, "Don't worry, man. Like, you guys are going to be back soon. Like, you'll get your title, whatever. No big deal." Because they don't understand, right? They don't. And I said, "Yeah, right. Yeah, that's not how this works, man." And then what? It's been 30. I mean, it's been 30, what, 34 years since we've won one? And it's been 15? No, geez, I can't even do my math this early in the morning. 16, 17 years? God,
yeah,
it's crazy.
It goes all the way back to Herb Sendick the last time we were in the ACC Finals against UNC. And I think it was 2007 since we've been in the actual ACC Championship Finals.
Yeah.
So it's been a long-ass time. And this is coming from Tuesday, right? This is not like they just started playing Thursday.
That's
they're playing three games.
Wild.
It's wild that they, you know, we're just waiting for the tired legs and whatnot. And I kind of thought I saw it a little bit last night. Maybe that's just how Virginia was trying to slow them down. But
I think that was.
Yeah. So you mentioned free throws. It's funny. They were 93% against UVA last night. They were 55% against Duke, and they still won that game.
Yeah. I didn't watch that one, so I just never had time yesterday to follow back up with it.
Yeah. Maybe. Duke was 5 of 20 from 3. And it's what I keep saying. Like, Cuse and Duke both played terrible. Louisville's terrible, so that we didn't, you know, whatever. You know, how much of that is NC State's defense? How much of that is them just having bad games? I don't know, but, you know, it's now 4 games in a row, so it's probably less of an anomaly than I think it is, but it's just so strange.
Yeah, I think the, you know, everyone was talking about how, you know, a 10 seed or a Tuesday team hasn't made it this far in the tournament. And I guess I would say, like, this is probably a good testament of how, like, just not average, but condensed the ACC teams were this season. That, you know, of all the teams that were on Tuesday, it kind of makes sense that NC State at least had the threat to get to where they are.
Yeah.
And again, it's like, we should have never even been in this position. If we had just closed out 3 or 4 games that we had really in our control in moments, you know, we would have been at least coming from Wednesday, maybe even Thursday. So it's just I guess I'm not shocked. It's just now you're to your point, right? It's like, do the legs run out at some point? Is the moment going to be too big, or are the guys just going to go out there and just like ball and just have fun and, you know, rain some threes and play some decent defense? I mean, weren't we up on UNC at halftime when we last played them?
Yeah,
it's not impossible.
It is not impossible. Maybe it's just the pessimism in me. I'm just kind of waiting for the bottom to fall out. You know, and even if it, you know, if it does happen, they lose to UNC. That's a hell of a run. They played well.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that you can have this kind of run and have zero chance of getting in the NCAA tournament, right? Like, has anyone else, I mean, aside from Mississippi State, I guess, yesterday, right? Has anyone else beat a Duke and a UVA in this sequence?
Like, I don't think so. Yeah.
That's what's so annoying about this new era. Like, this is probably a team you would think would be like a shoe-in now in the past.
I mean, they weren't even on the NIT bubble. That's how far out we were.
Yeah.
I think maybe they'll get an NIT invite if they lose this game. But
I hope they don't take it because I hate the NIT. But
so here's kind of, you know, you kind of mentioned. No, I lost train of thought. So I don't know.
It's early, okay?
It's still early. I'm not used to doing a pod this early. I'm going back and looking at the minutes at the moment. DJ Horn, going back to the Syracuse game, DJ played 20 minutes. He played 36 against Duke, and he played 40 last night against UVA. But the biggest change are, like, Mike O'Connell, who's averaging, like, 12 minutes a game or whatever it was during the year, played 30 against Cuse, played 36 against Duke, and played 35 against Virginia, or 35 against Duke, 36 against Virginia. I mean,
and he's shooting the ball now.
And he's playing well, which is like, where did this come from?
He was like, did I tell you guys I can shoot threes in the most clutch moments? He did it at halftime too, right?
Yeah. Well, the halftime was a layup, which was
or
phenomenal
layup, yeah.
Too.
But still, like a white man crossover that I hadn't seen in a long time.
Yeah. Like just playing well. It's really odd one for me. So here's the one everybody wants to talk about, though. If Kevin Keats was basically getting fired this week, right? It was the world's worst kept secret at this point.
He may still be getting fired.
And I still think he's getting fired if he doesn't win tonight. If he wins tonight, then he gets an automatic 2-year extension. Fine. Yeah. If you win tonight, you can get, you know, 3-4 more years, whatever. It's the first ACC championship we've had in forever. Do you feel Let's say they lose tonight. Do you feel that there's any vindication for him in terms of, you know, does this change your opinion of him in the program?
No. I mean, my thing has always been like, are you showing you can do what we bring you here for, which I know everyone thinks it's just to get to the tourneys, but it's to win a championship. Mm-hmm. The ACC championship in particular, and the only one that anyone actually recognizes, not that regular season nonsense. And so, frankly, it doesn't really change my opinion of him. I've said the last time we had a pod that he's a decent coach. It just seems like, especially this season, many times, the moment completely got away from him and away from the team. They do seem like they're coaching and playing with purpose right now. I don't know, again, if just like the threat of actually losing his job has unlocked something in him. I know he's probably thinking, well, they're going to fire me, so I better like get these guys playing as best I can so that I can have a job afterwards too. So I don't know.
I don't really know if there's anything he's done. There are some things that you have been noticeably different. The effort, so whatever message he's put in has been there. And I know we play hard, right? We've heard this all year, play hard. But if you watch guys like, and I'll use DJ Burns as an example, he typically jogs up the court. Now, I know he's not fast, so everything looks like a jog, but I was watching the Duke game, and he was running. Like, he was, like, the whole game, he was really putting the effort in. And he has been, you know, and like, you know, we already mentioned Diarra, right? He has had the same, he's had the energy all year, but now I guess he's getting a chance to do it. It's between that and then they shorten the rotations. And then, you know, guys like Michael O'Connell making shots that just hadn't happened all year. And Jalen Taylor not doing stupid things that he's done all year. I don't know how much of that is on Keats or just the message he's putting together that has resonated with him.
Yeah,
the rotations are certainly on him because that's his, and that's one of the biggest complaints I've had all year is that just you have no idea who this team is. But, you know, at the end of the day, he's still 17-14 this year, 9-11, 10th in the ACC, 80s in the net, 1-8 in quad one. You know, all the things that are just like, all right, it's not good enough. It doesn't erase it for me. Win, cool. You know, win a championship, that's what you're here for. Otherwise, you know, I just don't expect. If he doesn't win, I don't expect him to come back anyway.
Yeah.
And even if he does win, I think he probably knows the writing's on the wall. And he probably be looking for other jobs as well. It wouldn't be his first time either. So that's, yeah. You know, nothing new. Nothing new there.
I feel like just this team and staff, everyone is coaching and playing like there's no tomorrow. Like,
yeah.
There wasn't an NIT. There wasn't an NCAA berth. There wasn't, you know, the only thing you could do is go win the whole damn thing. And so that's probably what's helping them motivate. Yeah. Like they were asking him, I think before the game, and he was like, yeah, I mean, I'm not reminding these guys that it's their fourth game or their fifth game or anything like that. Like we get them ready in the morning. Then we let them stay off their feet as long as possible. And like I was telling Wahida, my wife last night when UVA came out at halftime and they were doing the layup line, I said, see, we're not even out there on the court doing that right now. Like, yeah. We're doing as little as we can right now to try and win this game. So, I mean, I really appreciate that about what's going on. But to your point, like, I would think probably the best outcome for everyone involved is if you win today, great. You get the championship draw off the table. But also, he could leverage this for a job elsewhere and find a safer spot. Because the thing is like, you could win the title this year. They could go to the tournament. Lose the net like in the first or second round, right? And then if you come out next year and you look unprepared, not unprepared, but just underperforming throughout the season, you're gonna be in the same exact position. It's like, yeah, you got that extension, but we'll have to move on. So I think I'm thinking it will work out best for everyone. I think we'll avoid a buyout. I think there's a possibility we can win tonight, a small one, but a real one, and everything will work itself out after that.
So I mean, I'm not even concerned about it. It's a win-win for us, right? You win and you win a championship. You lose and, you know,
I mean, there's also the scenario where you win, the money starts pouring back in, the fan interests come back, right? Like, if they had been playing like this all season, You wouldn't have had an empty arena, right? You wouldn't have had these concerns from boosters and things like that. So it's just, you know, fine. Well, save the best for last, right? Like, I don't mind.
That's what I was going to say earlier. I've been saying it all year. This team is better than 10th. They have top five in the league talent. They showed flashes of it, but have never put it all together. I don't know why all of a sudden it's coming together now. I'm not, you know, it's whatever, but they've had the potential. They've had the potential. I've been saying it all year. Like, you can just see it. There's talent on this roster. And then for them to lose, what was this? I was trying to get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You know, 7 of their last 9. You just never saw this coming. Nobody did. You just felt like everything was, they just folded. And then DJ Horn being hurt for the Louisville game. And I know Louisville's trash, but State played well without the guy who's been carrying them pretty much the second half of the season.
Yeah, it unlocked everything.
It really did. And I don't know if that gave either the guys confidence or, you know, forced them to play more together or something, you know, something weird like that. But goodness,
it's like, you knew that the 25, 30 points for the games had to come from somewhere else, right?
Right.
He's coming off the bench now too, right? So it adds that X factor. I can't remember if he wasn't coming off the bench before that,
yeah,
was he?
Yeah, he was. He came off the bench last night too.
No. I mean before the tournament.
Oh.
I'm sure he was starting.
Yeah. He was starting.
And so, but that's what I was saying. It's like, just don't change anything. Like, the worst thing they could do right now is get cute tonight and be like, we're going to throw out a different lineup. And it's like, no, just throw out the same thing. Doesn't matter. Just go out there. Especially all they got to do is have Casey and Horn hit some threes, and it's a fair game. Or I guess MOC is the big 3-point shooter this tournament.
He was, what was he last night? 2 for 5 last night. So not great, but he's 2 for 2 against Duke. Even that, anything is better than...
I think they said he was 6 for 8 going into the game, right? So he's...
Yeah. Going back into the Cuse game,
8 of 13.
He played really well. 3 for 3 in the Cuse game, yeah.
Yeah, just let him actually just... I just... YOLO. Just go. Go, Mike. Just throw up 15 of them tonight. See what happens.
Yeah, so it's kind of the question. What do they need to do to beat the Heels? And
I mean, I hope the ACC has told the refs it helps us if NC State gets in the tournament.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, so the officiating, and I was sick of this earlier in the week, Tuesday, Wednesday. I was like, man, officiating's been pretty good in the tournament. Duke game especially, I think they did a good job of letting them play. UVA, like the Carolina Pitt game, I think it was, when they just started blowing the whistles everywhere. Then UVA just absolutely molested us all game. And they just never called anything. DJ Burns just absolutely got...
That's just tendencies, bro.
Yeah, I know. Like, they were all over him all game. And there was nothing there. And I guess that's, you know, this is how they play and they're allowed to get away with it. It's kind of weird.
But you know what? Like, they also let DJ, like, just absolutely plow into dudes, too. So it's kind of... Like, at this point, I'm not going to complain about DJ Burns not getting calls. Like, it's just, it is right. What it is. Unless someone blatantly hacks him, you know, he's going to just bulldoze down into the paint. And so I think they're just like, well, do you want us to call an offensive foul every time he does this too? So I'm curious to see what happens. I'm sure, like, the charge queens for UNC are going to come out tonight and just be there when he rolls around Armando. Dude, I don't know. How do you win this game? You just score more points than them. That's it.
Yeah. DJ Burns has been... He's the big man that everybody's attached to this March. All of the national sports analysts have picked up on DJ and his personality and just how he's playing. He's been playing phenomenal. The fact that overtime yesterday, they just kept feeding him and just like, all right. Do it. And I'm like, oh, this is a terrible way to play overtime. But UVA couldn't stop it.
Oh, really?
Him,
I thought it was great.
I just didn't think they were going to get enough out of it because UVA came out and hit the three earlier, and I was like, oh, right. Here we go. And then State just kept at it and kept at it, and they kept at it, and he just willed them to that overtime win, and I could not believe it.
Yeah, I mean, I think everything tonight is going to be, I mean, frankly, can you just do that? Can you play physical and get in there? And then can you stop, who's it, RJ Davis from just going nuclear at the three line? Like,
yeah,
it's cool, man. Beat me with the other three guys on the court. If you can just take him and Bacot out of it and just force them to rally their troops, whatever, yeah. I'll take it.
What else was there? Oh, something else I wanted to talk about. Diarra's been great.
Happy Ramadan.
Happy Ramadan. His energy's been, his energy level's been phenomenal. Like, he's that guy that has just lifted everybody up in that regards.
Oh, yeah. What did he have, like 16 boards against Duke? I didn't even look for last night's stats. He's been a fucking machine.
Diarra against Duke, 12, yeah, 16 rebounds, 4 offensive, 12 defensive. 4 blocks, 3 steals, 2 assists. I mean, 14 points. Hell of a stat line for Diarra. What did he do last night?
12 rebounds.
12 rebounds.
9 yeah, points.
A block, turnover, and assist. 9 points. I mean, guy's just been phenomenal.
1 of 5 from 3. Just let it rain, brother.
Let him go. He hit that first one, and is like, oh, man, he's just gonna jack him up. Like, for a guy who hasn't been playing basketball that long, I think that's like 4 years or something like that. He's got a lot of potential. A lot of potential. Yeah. DJ Burns, 8 of 11 last night.
You got to give Middlebrooks credit, man. He came in like just hot off the bench for DJ, right?
Yep. And six boards, 12 points. Yeah. I guess we should talk about the Middlebrooks dunk technical.
Yeah, I didn't see this. So they were talking about it in the game.
Technical. My headset just died on me.
What happened?
So he, end of the game, the Duke game, he goes up for a dunk on the Duke's pressing. They break the press. O'Connell drops it to Middlebrooks, and he goes up for a point-blank dunk that he should never miss, and he clanged it off the back iron. He hung on it and tried to grab the ball and dunk it again, and that was immediate technical. And that was the point when everybody was like, oh, my God, here's how we're going to lose. Like, this is going to be a very Wolfpack way to lose this game. But
I mean, we got the ball after the technical foul possession. Last night.
Say what?
I said the same thing with the flagrant foul last night with DJ grabbing.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if it's Beekman or whoever it was.
Beekman, yeah. Berkman, Beekman, something.
Which to me, it's like kind of like, how come you're allowed to, you know, purposely foul like at the end of the games, right? But then just purposely fouling in that moment is a technical. Like that drives me nuts. It's like you're trying to foul.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so strange. This whole run, man, has been wild. I want to see us win. I do. You know, everybody's... People still want us to lose. People are mad. You know, that's...
No, that's crazy.
Stupid. It's such a stupid, lazy narrative. And I'll call out James because he and I text all the time. He's like, oh, people are mad. State's winning. I was like, nobody's mad. Who are you talking to that people are mad? Like, it's a ridiculous narrative. It's silly. Everybody's happy. I know some of people like me are probably expecting worse, but I'm happy they've made this run. It's a win-win. Like I said, there's no way to lose in this one. Like you get beat by Carolina, you get beat by Carolina. They're a better team. But you've won 4 in a row. It was an exciting tournament. And Kevin Keats gets to move on. If he wins, you get a championship. I don't know. Like,
yeah, I think it is just win-win-win-win-win. Like no matter way you look at it.
Yeah.
And and then there's also that factor too, right? It's like if this team can sneak its way, let's say we win this game and you get into the big NCAA tournament, right? Like you're coming in real hot. And we've seen teams like UConn and others like just come streaking in and make a run because of that. And
right.
they're playing great. You know. All it takes is like UNC to just be like, well, we've been here before, and lose the energy a little bit, that this is so important to them. Just losing a little bit of focus because they're thinking big prize, right? This is small cheese to them. They don't.
How good would this be? And I haven't seen anybody mention this yet. How good would this game be if it was in Greensboro?
I think it's better for us that it's not there.
Why is like, that?
Like the just massive local UNC presence. Like,
I mean. I guess.
I'm telling
everybody's
you.
Everybody's pulling for state. I mean, but it's I guess
you know,
be
you're,
more
you're, but you're in a more neutral area. You're not around, like, you're not getting that hometown vibe. Like, I just sometimes think it's better to be away from all that. Like, they're in some ways, they're in their own little bubble up here. Would it be great? Because then you could have the house, like, completely packed with State and UNC people. Yeah, sure. Like, I just looked at ticket prices, and I, like spit out my coffee this morning.
Yeah.
For this game on the secondary market. But, I don't know, man. Greensboro's a dump, man. DC's
maybe it's just me because I can't get there. I wanna go to the game. I looked at flights and trains and whatever. I got a golf tournament tomorrow morning, and there's no way to get back in time, or unless I go up and drive back
tonight.
You'd have
to take a private. You'd have to take a charter.
Yeah, I mean, there are flights, but it would get back like right tea time tomorrow. I still might drive. I guess people going still might drive, but I don't really want to. I don't really want to drive back at 3 a.m. or whatever it's going to be.
Yeah. And that's that drive where you'd be making it is the most boring nighttime drive.
Yeah.
Just that stretch from here to there.
Right.
It's just awful.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Did I read right? Was our last ACC tournament win? Was that in Maryland?
I have no idea.
Was it at Greensboro?
God, it's been so long.
I have to look up 1987. God, so bad. You got to type in something from the 80s for this.
It's funny. There's a lot of people like, it feels like 83, and I don't know if it's a joke or not, but most of the people who were tweeting it they weren't alive then. They weren't born until the 90s or the 2000s.
Yeah, I was
like, two. Y'all have no idea.
I wasn't even two yet. I was in Landover, Maryland. That's what I'm saying, man. It's better for us to not be there.
Okay. I could take it. I could take that. I was just thinking it from the have-to-get-there perspective. Yeah.
Well, if you drive up and you need a pit stop in the middle of the night, you let me know. Because we're your midpoint. If you drive up, I'm going to have to drive up. So, like, you know, let's be thoughtful here, Evan. Don't drive up.
Yeah, anything else? I don't know, man. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the ride. We'll see what happens. It's been crazy. Like, I know everybody else is having the same, like, conversations with their friends. Like, this is – I just don't believe it. What is happening? This is such a very NC State move to, you know, want to fire their coach, and then the guy goes on a tournament run and, you know, potentially saving himself. But it's improbable. It is the craziest thing.
Look, Kevin Keats can be a winner. Okay. This is his chance. You talked all that shit when you got here, and we loved it. So now's your opportunity. Go prove it. Like, I mean, yeah. I have to imagine as a coach and as a team, like as a player, this is all you ever want is that opportunity to take down a giant. And that's how it's going to be framed. So who better to do it than us?
Yep. I agree. I don't know. Yeah, this would be wild. It's absolutely worth every trade-off, right? If it means keeping Keats for five more years, it's worth it, right? We hadn't done this ever, so yeah.
A moment of greatness and a bunch of average is totally acceptable. You know what I mean? Like, it's been acceptable for Dave Doran, so why can't it be acceptable for Kevin Keats?
It's been acceptable, or it is acceptable, and the problem is we just haven't had enough moments of greatness. So right now, anybody will take anything we can get, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just been the way it is. But, all right, it's early. That's all I got. You got anything else you want to?
Nah, man. Oh, just my general recommendation for all Pack fans, as usual, for a big game. Make sure you go accomplish something today. Go do some exercise, some chores, something. Because if we win, you're going to be like, wow, and I did all those chores? Fantastic. And if we lose, you go, fuck, at least I don't have to wake up and go cut the grass. So
I'm going to take your advice. I'm going to do that today. Yeah, I'm going to do that today. All right, everybody, enjoy the ride. We got one more game tonight against Carolina, 8:30. I have no idea what's going to happen. So just gonna enjoy it. I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna enjoy it, and I hope everybody else does. And we'll see what happens when the dust settles. Either we're championships, or maybe we're starting a coaching search and all that stuff. We'll see. Yeah.
What's a ram to a wolf, baby? Let's do this.
What's a ram to a wolf? Yeah. I'm gonna end y'all with.
Because all I got on my mind right now is some ice cream.
That's not what I was gonna end you with. I've got I have it somewhere. Thought I did.
We're gonna get some good day curd nerds. We're gonna get
Where'd it go? I just uploaded the audio. Oh, there it is. All right, here you go.
Ball don't lie, Gary.
That's amazing. So it's funny, the somebody in the bot chat mentioned that they're not playing for Keese, they're playing for Gary Hahn. This could be Gary Hahn's last. This is Gary Hahn's last game if they don't make the tournament. Yeah. And he got here in 87. And we haven't won, or 88, and we haven't won a tournament title. We haven't won a championship since he's been here.
So he's the curse.
So, yeah. So either the curse continues or the curse ends because Gary Hahn retires tonight. So, yeah. That's some wild stuff. Anyway. All right. As always, thanks for listening. Enjoy the ride, folks. It's been fun. Go Pack.
Go Pack.